Tidbit.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Morning, chums. Kicking off early today because, getting back on the horse after yesterday's disaster. Recorded the whole thing. Well, recorded about 5 minutes properly, and then the last 20 minutes or so, I didn't realise I'd turned my mic off, so it was just to silence. So, very, very annoying, but ultimately a good thing, I reckon, because I went pretty deep into a description of my thigh chafe. So, I mean, oh God, you should have seen it yesterday. Like before I left the house, I'd covered my legs in this special sort of ointment stuff, and then wrapped up my legs in this cling film, sort of like you know when you open up a lunchbox and find yesterday's ham and coleslaw sandwiches. It's all sort of sweaty and grim. Yeah, that was that's what I was working with yesterday. But yeah, I'll leave that there today. I don't think you need to hear any more, but was pretty grisly. But anyway, yeah, what else was I talking about? Oh, I went down a YouTube wormhole, sort of watching videos of generic crowds around the world. But yeah, maybe as soon as... should I get my Twitch back up and running? I mean, there's one or two of you that would have seen those, but could do a sort of Twitch, YouTube wormhole thing. Like, there's still one video of me on YouTube, and that's, that's from back when I was recording myself doing Sporkle quizzes. Cool! But yeah, just type in Jack Tidball playing Sporkle, and it should come up. But I haven't really stopped doing those videos because what I was trying to do was do like a Sporkle quiz and talk, and then talk in the little chat as well at the same time, and be in the sort of the time limit of the quiz. And it just all got a bit complicated really. So watch those, and bear in mind that that video is actually clipped out of what was actually a 2-hour stream. So it doesn't really have a beginning or an end, and it's just a lot of mumbling in the middle. But but yeah, I suppose like could get something like that working up again, but maybe I'd have to give it some thought or something. But the one that's on the internet is me doing all the flags of the world, all the countries. So yeah, have some fun with that. Play along. But anyway, my YouTube wormhole the other day started off with the usual. So Hibs fans singing Sunshine on Leaf. Don't know if you've seen that, but it's after some sort of Scottish game. Like, don't really care about the football in that one. It's just after the game. They've got it's just footage of the fans. They're all singing the Proclaimers. it's wicked. And then, oh, what else? Yeah, the Liverpool and Dortmund fans together singing You'll Never Walk Alone. I don't know what the history is there, but they both sing that. So when they played each other, it was just... there's a really good video of that as well. And they're all in Anfield, I think, doing those. But yeah, those are the sort of usual videos. And then... oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched that. You remember Alex from Glastonbury? When he got on stage with Dave, he's, you know, the guy in the PSG shirt and the little hat and that, and you remember that kid? Let's fucking go, Glastonbury, let's go. Yeah, he's now got a girlfriend called Gussie, and he talks to his Amazon machine and his Google Home or whatever it is. But yeah, let's fucking go, that kid. But I was reading the comments on that video, and someone pointed out something that I hadn't seen before. So if you watch Yeah, watch pretty closely right at the beginning, and like there's him, he's up on someone's shoulders, but then watch behind him, there's some, no, he's in front of him, there's some plank, and he's there, like he's got his little blue shades on, and he's got his boys like hyping him up. But basically there's a guy in front of the guy we now know as Alex from Glastonbury, and he thinks it's him that he's being talked to. So he just jumps over the barrier, all sort of cocky, you know, like shoulders back, chest forward, walking up like, yeah. Do you know the lyrics? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you just see him get really confused when the bouncers or the security or whatever, they just stop him. They're like, nah, mate, he's not talking to you. And then obviously the rest is history, but so close. Imagine being that kid, like the one that jumped the barrier thinking it's him. Like, wonder where he is now. Probably, I don't know, if this does get to that kid, I want to hear from him, because that must be absolutely heartbreak of the summer. But yeah, so after that video, after the sort of usuals, there's another one of Beyonce singing in a hospital. It's not really a crowd video, but bloody hell, that's good. Yeah, after that I typed in just best crowds, and yeah, I found this video, and I don't think it said what festival it's from, but it was from a big dance festival in Europe. And the video starts off like it's got the build up, and everyone's already kind of, you know, pointing left, pointing right, still smiling and shit. It already looks amazing. There's a couple of dickheads like up on the stage, like already doing the little moves and shit. And then, not sure even that like, they're meant to be there. But then, just as the drop cuts in, like Matey Boy just kills the music, because it's already going like, yeah, point to the left, point to the right, or whatever, like easy tune. And this guy comes in and he's like, yeah, dudes. I know it's Europe. So he'd be like, yeah, dudes, okay. Last year we did a big dance thing. Yeah, I'm David Guetta. Like, yes, dudes. Whatever. So this guy gets up on the stage and he does this little speech about how his dance from last year got stolen and how they're going to claim it back or whatever. And this dance, I mean, it's not exactly, well, I don't know, not the most complicated thing ever. I don't know how he's claiming it, but basically he just gets everyone to link, like put their arms around the person next to him, like a Poznan, and then just jump eight times to the left and then eight times to the right, and that's all it does. But he's like, okay, like let's link the arms, let's do this, we're gonna steal back our dance and it's gonna be fucking crazy parties, yeah man. Like, and they're all just like drugged up, no one knows what's happening anyway. And but yeah, then it starts again, like the same tune as earlier. It's like tick 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 tick, put to the left, and this whole field just, oh my god, it sort of pans out behind the crowd, and fucking hell, like it looks really good from a distance anyway. Like, I can't imagine actually being in it, would have been absolute hell. But if you are on the stage, or like, I don't know, where the camera person is, like behind, up on a big hill or whatever, like that would have been superb. But yeah, the video looks amazing. It's just like a massive Poznan, and this whole field of just druggies and that. It's just left. It's almost like a sort of like a battlefield or something, but that's quality. And then after that, I went down into a thing into like musicians. So obviously Freddie Mercury live at Live Aid in 85. And then there's the one of Adele where the mic conveniently cuts out during Someone Like You. So maybe she's got the same technician as I did yesterday, but it just cuts out at the perfect moment and then cuts back in. But yeah, that's a good video. And then Green Day fans singing Bohemian Rhapsody. That's yeah, I was in this wormhole for a while, but then ended up watching a video. Oh yeah, watching a video of Gangnam Style, and this is must have been 2012, 13, like, you know, in the peak Gangnam Style era, the epoch, whatever we're gonna call it. But it's live from Korea, and you just remember how popular that was. It was, you know, like even here in the UK, everyone doing the dance and doing the sexy lady thing, and I mean, that shit used to sort of tear lids off back in the day. Probably still does, but yeah, just imagine the energy that you've experienced doing that, or at least seeing that in, I don't know, a walkabout or wherever you were, and then now imagine what it would have been like to be a Korean and actually understanding it and seeing it in, because I assume this is in Seoul, it's in Korea, but the video doesn't have much information. It just says Gangnam Style live in Korea, more than 80,000 people singing and dancing to Gangnam Style. Like that's the only information you get. But yeah, just the start of it, sort of mad, 80,000 people. I mean, it's not in a stadium, so it just looks, well, it looks insane, because, like, it starts out, and I think it's being filmed out of someone's window, or, you know, on top of a crane or whatever, and then it just sort of pans out and keeps on panning, and then by the end of it, it just looks back on just like a sea, and everyone's doing it. Oh yeah, I had it on full blast in my headphones just watching it, and even then you're sort of like, fucking hell, that is amazing. Like, imagine just being our guy there, being Psy. It's not short for Simon, like, his actual name is Park Jae Sang, and yes, I've done the research, just read his Wikipedia. Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style was on his sixth album, so, you know, imagine that, you're 34, you think your pop career is behind you, because he's been doing his thing since, like, 2000 or whenever it started, and then he got drafted into the army, and then got out of the army, and then went back in, and all this sort of stuff. It's kind of like a sort of like a controversial sort of joke song troll act kind of thing, like that was his vibe. And yeah, fast forward and 10 years later he's doing stuff with Madonna and that, and Snoop Dogg. What an absolute ledge. But yeah, after that as well, he was recognized by our boy Ban Ki-moon at the United Nations as a power to overcome global intolerance. Gangnam Style, powers with Ban Ki-moon and shit. Like, it's fucking phenomenal the way things are going. And that year was the year of the viral video, wasn't it? Sort of Kony 2012 as well, all going on. I didn't have a single to go with it, but still pretty mad. But yeah, then I was in a sort of Gangnam Style career sort of hole, so I started wondering what it actually meant in English. So I mean, this is all 10 years too late, but then I've suddenly thought, like, what does that song actually mean in English? What have I been singing all this time? So I've got the lyrics here, so one sec. So yeah, it starts off with Opa is Gangnam Style, so that's not really, you know, it's not really translated already, but I did find another little thing that explains it. So let me find this here. Right, yeah, so it says, Opa means big brother, but why are all the English translations of the song's lyrics Opa has Gangnam Style or Opa is Gangnam Style rather than big brother? Because Korean to English translation for a song like Gangnam Style is sometimes best left in Korean. Opa is a Korean familial casual term for an older brother by a younger sister. So, or for any slightly older male by a younger female. So, according to several sources which explore Gangnam Style lyrics, several sources, all the scholars of Gangnam Style, but yeah, and their English translation, the term opa indicates a close relationship between a male and a slightly younger female. So Korean men love to be called this term, especially by women they find attractive. The closest equivalent within the pop mainstream music world is daddy. There is no exact equivalent term in English for opa, nor for hyung or nuna, because these are all titles that a younger person uses to address an older person. So there are even titles for students who are a year older than their younger counterparts. The English language does not use nor formal titles to this degree. So while the closest Korean translation of Open Gangnam Style is older brother is slash has Gangnam Style, a trans-creational brackets creative Korean to English translation is closer to something like daddy has Gangnam Style, or baby girl says I have Gangnam Style, or even just girl, check out my Gangnam Style. I feel like I should note that this is not the official opinion of our professional Korean translation team. So there you go. Like, Open Gangnam Style just means like, hey, an old man talking to a young woman, trying to get her to check out his Gangnam Style. And and Gangnam is the trendy part of Seoul. So, whatever. So he's got some nice clothes from the trendy part of town, and he's trying to impress young women, but in a jokey sort of troll way. But anyway, yeah, so it continues. Opa's Gangnam Style. A girl who is warm and humanly during the day. A classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee. A girl whose heart gets hotter when the night comes. So, I mean, maybe this is all sort of innuendo or whatever, but it just doesn't translate. Innuendo. But then, a girl with that kind of twist. I'm a guy. A guy who is warm as you during the day. Who is as warm as you during the day. A guy who one-shots his coffee before it even cools down. I mean, I think we know what that translates to. We've all been there. A guy whose heart bursts when the night comes. That kind of guy. Beautiful, lovable. Yes, you, hey. Yes, you, hey. Beautiful, lovable. Yes, you, hey. Yes, you, hey. Now let's go until the end. Oprah's Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style, Oprah's Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady, Oprah's Gangnam Style. Sexy lady, oh yeah, oh. A girl who likes quiet but plays when she plays. A girl who puts her hair down when the right time comes. A girl who covers herself but is more sexy than a girl who bears it all. A sensible girl like that. I'm a guy who likes to keep, who seems calm but plays when he plays. A guy who goes completely crazy when the time comes. A guy who has bulging ideas rather than muscles. Okay, this is getting, yeah, we know what's going on here. That kind of guy, beautiful, lovable, blah, blah, blah. Opus Gangnam Style, sexy lady. On top of the running man is the flying man, baby. Oh, I'm a man who knows a thing or two. On top of the running man is the flying man. So, I don't know. Is that sort of a new dance routine? Is that the dance? Is that called the flying man? Hey, sexy lady. Oprah is Gangnam Style. You know what I'm saying. I'm a man who knows a thing or two. Sexy lady, Gangnam Style. But yeah, so I don't really feel a lot more enlightened, really. So we know he's a guy that knows a thing or two. We know that he likes conservatively, you know, sort of dressed younger women. and he's an older guy. He likes him to have a sexy side, and so does he. And he likes downing coffee, aka jizzing in his pants. So it's kind of harmless, kind of nice. A billion views or whatever. The first to get to a billion. I don't know what it's on now, but fair play to the guy. And well, at least it's something sort of all right. Like, imagine. For all I knew up to this time, I could have just been singing like, "Hey, I'm a dickhead, whoa, yeah." You know, but in my head I was like, yeah, it can't be bad. It's probably just about generic sexy ladies. Where's my dancing shoes kind of thing. But yeah, so that concluded my my ultimate waste of time down the crowds / Korean Gangnam style wormhole. So yeah, another wholesome night well spent. And talking of wholesome stuff, I thought it'd be nice before I wrap this up to revisit the reasons for being an arsehole / hate crime section. So could kind of put that to bed, because I've still got a load of notes in my phone that I didn't get to, that well, it's going to be a regular feature early doors, wasn't it? My drunken notes of self sort of drunken self hate. What a lovely podcast this would have been. But you know, let me load these up and then we can get through all of these as well. And remember, I think I explained this a while back, but all of these were written while I was drunk and sad, or both. And yeah, they might be a bit dated, and there might be some repeats from early podcasts, but okay, yeah, enough excuses, here we go. Right, so number one, reasons for being an arsehole: if you use spray deodorant. So I think that's quite a UK thing, isn't it? I remember, like, when I was away, you could always tell that British lads were in your hostel dorm if it sort of stank of BO covered up by shit deodorant. that lovely British smell. Like, that's, yeah, everyone else uses stick-ons or whatever, don't they? Or I don't even know. But yeah, the spray deodorant is a reason for being an arsehole, apparently. If you stick out your tongue in photographs. Oh yeah, I spoke a lot about pictures before early doors, didn't I? Like the surfer dude pose and the bunny ears thing. So, I mean, I definitely do both a lot, and I'm definitely an arsehole, but you know, that's just how it goes. If you like to pay for things with coins, I guess that depends. If you criticize people for using their telephones despite regularly using your own. Yeah, I kind of get that. So someone will finish texting and then they'll look up and see that everyone else is still texting and be like, "Oh, come on, guys, get off your phones. Be like me, be more carefree." Yeah, don't be that guy. Oh, another pictures one. If you call photographs shots. I think that's just generally annoying, isn't it? Harmless, but annoying. If you use carrier bags. So apparently anyone that's ever been shopping, I had a problem with. Don't really know why that's in there, but whatever. If you iron. So this is the thing. I think I just had an idea about ironing. If everyone agreed not to iron, then it would be a thing. So then I was like thinking everyone was making me iron or something. But yeah. So it's more like just the concept of ironing in general I didn't like, whatever. If you give life advice to the homeless, yep, still agree with that. If fashion is important to you, fair play. If you're at all competitive. Oh god, this is whatever, but you know. If you use the word fun to describe stuff that you don't like so as to not sound negative, that's usually films. So yeah, you'd be like, "Oh, how was that film?" They'd be like, yeah, it's good fun, it's a good 90 minutes. Just, I mean, just say you didn't like it. If you take the nachos with the best stuff on rather than eating tactically. yeah, I used to have a big thing about Nacho politics, but obviously now, I mean, this is a great time for Nachos, isn't it? You get your own portion, none of that sort of messing about. But that doesn't really matter anymore. This is a good one. So if you think that because you cooked, you shouldn't help wash up, despite using every item in the kitchen and actually really enjoying the cooking process. So, yeah, I think that was aimed at one person at the time, but my argument is that cooking is fun and washing up's not, so one doesn't merit the other. That's like, it's like being a kid and then you just had a great time painting and drawing and, like, you know, doing your pictures, getting paint everywhere, and then you sort of go like, yeah, come on guys, it's only fair that you help me clean the brushes and tidy everything away. I mean, you've enjoyed doing the painting, haven't you? So it's not as fun as cleaning up the brushes. So yeah, but you both enjoyed looking at my pictures, right? So no, don't be a prick. But yeah. So that was a little vendetta there that kind of went nowhere. If you brush your teeth with warm water, didn't know that was a thing, but whatever. Yeah, completely agree with that. If you confidently say wrong answers at pub quizzes despite other teammates being correct, yeah, that's me. That is me. I'm guilty of that. Brekkie. I mean, I just don't like breakfast as a meal anyway, but I think it's just the term brekkie, ground my gears at some point. If you say beep beep instead of excuse me, yeah, that used to be an old colleague used to do. If you open your mouth whilst chewing gum, if you've ever been influenced by an internet influencer, I think that's becoming more common now. It's not really an arsehole thing, but whatever. If you have a spirit animal. Well, I've changed my mind on that one. Feel free. Have your spirit animals. It's not an arsehole thing. I'm scratching that from the list. It's another internet one. If you've ever made a decision based on a review that you've read on the internet, so that's the same as the influencer thing. If you're in an a cappella band. So this one's got to be very, very specific to... There's a video I'm thinking of. So there's these sort of dickheads in... They're at a uni, or well, it looks like it, or whatever. And they're in bow ties. And it's sort of someone in the middle panning around. And they're all singing, you know, Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston. And it's just the most cringy... Oh, God, yeah, I'll dig that out. But, yeah, they're definitely arseholes. But I think that's too specific to be on this list. If you like McDonald's breakfast more than the regular menu, so I think that sort of ties back into the brekkie one. Speaking of restaurants, if you've ever asked for nibbles, or even worse, if you've ever said, can we have something to nibble on while we wait in a restaurant? Oh, yeah, my mate's dad said that. It was on his stag do, actually, probably about 6-7 years ago. And I think I've thought about it every day since then. He's sort of just we made the main orders, and then he goes can we have something to nibble on while we wait? And I've just recoiled in my chair, and that's I've thought about that every day since. If you can't eat with cutlery without it scraping on your teeth, I think I was making notes at that meal, because that's the same guy. If you think drinking Guinness makes you interesting, which... Yeah, I can remember the night I was writing these. But yeah, nothing wrong with drinking Guinness at all. But you know the sort of ones I mean, like where they think it's a personality. They'll sit there and sort of go, look, drinking Guinness, I'm interesting. That kind of vibe, so stop doing that. Can you move down, please? That one's definitely dated, and I kind of miss that now, so yeah, scratch that one. If you've ever used an umbrella, so yeah, this must have been on a commute where I got an umbrella in the eyeball. If you say you're welcome after someone says thank you, yep, still agree with that. There's no way of saying you're welcome without sounding sarcastic, unless, I mean, you say it a lot in the US, I guess, but you know, for me, if I say it, there's no way I can get away with it. But yeah, that's probably a fence sitter there. If you call normal Coca-Cola full fat Coke, yep, stand by that. If you shorten your name to Stee, again, that's probably very specific. Very, very specific. But yeah, just sort that out. If you call jacket potatoes Jackie Peas, and I'm definitely sure that would have come up before because we had a lot of potato chat, didn't we, early doors? We're nearly through them. If you have punctuation in your telephone number, so yeah, I would have written that back when I was working in a call centre, so that was a little annoying thing. And the last one, if you order anything other than pizza from a pizza restaurant, for example, spaghetti bolognese. But yeah, no, that still stands as well, because I remember back in the day, well, this is back when he would have eaten meat as well, like my mate Elf, aka Duncan McCain, we went to a Morley's, and for some reason I ordered ribs, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever had. But yeah, that kind of goes on from that. So yeah, that concludes that section, which is obviously a bit of a downer, particularly after me trying to read out Gangnam Style. This is, you know, a nice way to round it off. Call all your listeners arseholes, but nice to tie up the loose ends, isn't it? So if you've got through all of that without being an arsehole or committing any hate crimes or whatever I was going to call it, then well done, hats off. But don't feel left out. You can be an arsehole too, just for brief, like for sort of feeling that little moment of smugness you just had. So, all right, I'm going to put this to bed now. I mean, unless anyone sends in any good uns, I think the reasons for being an arsehole section is pretty much a downer. So, I mean, if you do have a good reason, you know, a good little reason for being an arsehole or a hate crime, or if you want to talk about anything that should be discussed, really, then send the show, aka me, an email to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. That would be nice. Right, this has been a grim one. But yeah, subscribe to the show's Instagram. That's tidbitspo, @tidbitspo, so tidbitspod, but without the last D. I always put some bits up, and I think there'll be a lot on there today because I've just been chatting about YouTube, so I'll record some of those and put those up. And yeah, I think, how to describe it, I think this one's been really fun, hasn't it? Really fun, had a real fun sort of 20 minutes. It was really, really fun. 5 out of 10. But if you are going to rate, remember I am just one dude, so put 5 stars and I'll love you forever. And I think now these are going to be harder, because you can hear it in my voice, it's getting warmer, and there's more heads out here as well, so I've got to try and like up the trying to look like I'm on the phone thing. People aren't really buying it, but I mean, although it's nicer to walk in this, it's nicer for everyone else, so hopefully some rain comes back and we'll have less people having picnics and shit. But yeah, I try and keep it all semi-frequent, and yeah, recommend to a friend. Don't keep this a secret. Let's keep it growing. And yeah, hopefully that's all recorded. Yes, it is. And I'll see y'all later. Thanks for listening.
Thiago Silva shirt. Let's get him off here. What's your name, lad?
Alex.
Let's fucking go.
Alex!
Let's fucking go, Glastonbury! Glastonbury, let's fucking go!
Legendary business guy, man.